Okay, good evening all, and welcome to the overview scrutiny group of the 11th of March. Please remember that this meeting will be recorded, the sound recording subsequently made available via the council's website. In addition, please be advised that under the Openness and Local Government Budget Regulation 2014, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the council's control. If you have any queries about the arrangements, please speak to Democratic Services. Right, here we are, item two, apologies. We have had apologies from Matthew Brooks. He's taken ill today, so he won't be along. But we still have plenty here for a quorum. The minutes of the previous meeting, they look all right to me. Does anybody have any comments about them? Okay, so well, we approve everybody unanimous about that. Disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest, anything?
No.
And declaration of party whip?
No.
I don't know of any, so that's fine. Right, questions on the scrutiny commission committee procedures?
No.
There are none, as far as I'm concerned. Right, so then the scrutiny proper, we have item one, which is to consider a report from the head of planning and regeneration to seek approval for the environmental budget within cost centres in the planning and regeneration service. Could I call upon the lead member, Councillor Vardy, to introduce the item, please?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Hello, all. Yes, thank you. An interesting item. This it raises some issues, but I hope from to go through this process, you'll see some of the things that we are doing to try to fulfil it. But anyway, this item seeks approval to via budgets between cost centres within the planning regeneration service. It's necessary because the financial procedure rules limit the authority of officers to make viaments up to 100k within any single cost centre. I think some of these, if you need any technical explanations, I'll leave that to Richard. The viaments are required to move money from the salary budget and from planning reserves to meet expenditure on agency staff to the end of the year. The council does not normally make provision to agency workers through the budget process because by their nature they are difficult to plan for. However, members may recall that Cabinet's approval of accrued environment of 158k as part of the service review in April 2018 to meet the cost of agency support for a transitional period of 6 months to allow for recruitment of vacant posts. The report details five vacancies to be considered in the April Cabinet report. It explains that agency workers have had to be retained for longer in some of the posts, and in addition vacancies arising elsewhere in the service due to staff churn have required further reports support, and therefore officers have approved viaments of a further 100k, the limit of their authority. Just for your information, the forecast year-end position is that a further 138k is required to meet expected expenditure. Now, crikey, there's some words in there that are not easy for mortals to understand, but an accountant's attorney, I'm sure that Richard will take you through the technical aspects of this. But it's a concern, it is a concern to me, and I know it's not strictly, it's about improving environments and explaining to you what the world is, but it's why we're doing it. And it's because of the difficulties that we have in recruiting in the planning department, because of the demand for the expertise out there. This commercial world is competitive to what the remuneration and packages that we can offer, particularly senior planning officers. So, if that's okay now, Chair, I'll ask Richard to talk through some technical bits and illuminate it further.
Head of Planning Land, present the report.
Sorry,
would you like to carry on and present the report?
I haven't really got anything further to say. Save for if members have got any questions about the report, I'm very happy to answer any technical aspects of it. It is really an administrative report required to ensure that there's sufficient money available in the agency budget from our existing budgets elsewhere to get us to year end.
Okay. I know, spotted it on page 11.
Yes.
It says that a further 149,000 will be required by this financial year.
That's right, Chair. Well spotted. That's the deliberate mistake of the evening. It should say 138. Thank you for spotting that.
Okay. I was actually, I wasn't necessarily charging the figure, but I didn't know the 138. But how much in total are we talking about this year?
So how much have we spent on this?
Are we talking about environmenting this year?
So
we've got the 138 plus the 150 now.
So in total, the amount of budget that's been moved this year and expected to be moved by the end of the year is 258 plus 138. I can't do the maths on that quickly, so any mathematicians around the table can assist.
388.
426.
Yeah. Now that doesn't mean, Chair, that that's additional cost. It just means that's how much we've moved between budgets.
Okay.
But it does mean that's something that's not been forecasted in the past.
Yeah.
Well, can you go through why it's not been forecasted?
We forecast a environment of 158,000 at the start of the year to cover what we saw as being a transitional period, having set up a new service structure, and we knew there was going to be some time involved in recruiting to vacant posts. Now, that have been created by that structure, but of course what happens during the year is that other posts become vacant, and sometimes they're in some of the posts that have been created are filled by internal candidates, which creates a new vacancy. So you can't plan for the way things are actually going to map out. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with it dynamically as in when it happens. So that's the reason for it.
I think just to go in there, just to put a perspective on this, is that the Planning and Regeneration Department is the largest department in staff-wise in the service, of some 54 staff members. And by that very nature, you're going to get staff churn, and by the technical expertise, are going to come back to the difficulty we've had in recruiting. I know, remember, it took us 9 months, 9 months or more to recruit one officer, and they came and they didn't stay long, and we had to do the damn thing again.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy. And I get where you're coming from, Paul. Yeah. It's just a process that we're at, and we're competitiveness of the environment that we're trying to manage it, and we can't just leave them vacant because of our statutory responsibilities that we have. We have to meet these things. So.
Sure. Okay. Now, thanks very much for that. I'm going to actually have to hand this over to Pauline to check